up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Do it for your wife, who told you to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife. And little Freddy.
You could have better hearing in as little as a week. Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply, subject to availability.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £91 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
I hope you can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. Today is the day America goes to the polls to decide who should be the next president. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have been on the campaign trail for months, but it's now down to the American public to decide who they want in the White House.
I love Donald Trump because he's a man full of results. He gave us everything good for the United States 4 years ago, and we need him back.
I'm a Republican. I am voting for Kamala because she stands for everything right, truth, justice, and I'm just so sick of the hatred.
Our chief reporter James Gould's in Wisconsin for us, where nerves are running high.
I've spoken to people in both camps who genuinely believe everything is on the line in this election, their safety, freedoms and security of their future. This election doesn't just impact the USA. It will have a direct impact on the rest of the world. I'll be here in the battleground state for the early results and then back to DC to hopefully be able to tell you who the next president is.
Well, both have given their final speeches overnight, with polls opening in the coming hours. In other news, four people have been arrested by Polish authorities over an apparent parcel bomb fire at a warehouse in Birmingham. They say the blaze at a DHL depot was part of a Russian-linked plot to send exploding packages to the US. Russia denies it. Proposals to ban anyone born in 2009 or after from ever buying cigarettes in England will be introduced in Parliament later. The idea is being resurrected by the government. Plans also include banning smoking in more outdoor areas like kids' playgrounds and outside schools and hospitals. Two more cases of a potentially deadly strain of Mpox have been detected in London. Experts say those diagnosed were in the same household as the first person to have the variant. The UK Health Security Agency says the risk to the general public remains low. And a woman who's campaigned for tighter rules around the sale of fireworks for a decade will hand her million-strong petition to Downing Street later. Julie Dawn from Lincolnshire wants the private use of them limited to dates like Bonfire Night and Diwali, and for them to be made quieter. Mainly dry today and cloudy with the best of any sunshine in northern England and Scotland. Highs of 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Knowe.
On Magic Classical.
Good morning. AA quotation for the day. Author Ella Wheeler Wilcox, born this day in 1850. A pat on the back is only a few vertebrae removed from a kick in the pants, but it's miles ahead in results.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Nucci, the baritone with the orchestra La Scala Milan, and the Largo al Factotum from Rossini's Barbara of Seville at 8 minutes past eight on this Tuesday, the 5th of November. Remember, remember, you're with Magic Classical. Charles with you, and thank you very much for your company, which is greatly appreciated. On the matter of November the 5th, Guy Fawkes and so on, Mike in Wales says, as day five of the aerial bombardment that is Guy Fawkes 2024 continued, with a potential 5 to 6 more days to go, I had to entice a trembling, whimpering Charlie from underneath the dining table once more. Oh, yes. The demographic for this area would definitely not come under the heading for Diwali, though, so it must be people who can afford £150 boxes of fireworks every night. I've played Charlie a few tracks from the Rayo Dogs Trust Magic Classical playlist. I've played them to Charlie, Molly and Rocky the Cat, but we'll need to expand the list considerably for the 5pm to midnight 30am onslaught tonight. I think I'll be okay with Bach, maybe a little Puccini. Fur Elise was well received, and Rocky seems to favour Deflator Mouse. So we're off to a good start. Very good. Yeah, check it out on Rayo, the dog-friendly playlist with the Dogs Trust. Rayo in your app store. Now, this is The Rustle of Spring, played by Robert Silverman. By Christian Sinding, played by Robert Silverman. The Rustle of Spring. Ah, it's the leaves again, isn't it? The leaves that are everywhere, especially outside our door. As I said earlier on, because there's some sort of strange vortex effect of the wind, and we end up with everybody's leaves. Marvellous. Jay near Cardiff says, Waddo, your fine yodelling goldfish impression. Ah, yes, the yodelling goldfish. Brings the following to mind. Two goldfish are in a tank. One turns to the other and says, Well, I'm stumped. Do you know how to drive this thing? So early in the day. A little later in the day, Penny will be back from 10 this morning. Special guests today, Michael Ball and Alfie Bow. Alfie Bow and Michael Ball, who are off on tour together, will be telling us all about it when they speak with Penny later on. She's here after 10. After 9...
Magic Classical presents Screen Time,
including array of screen-related delights coming up in Screen Time after nine. There was just a little taster, a little tempting morsel. Screen Time coming up after the 9 o'clock news. Now, from Il Postino, the theme by Luis Bacalov, with the fantastic bandoneon playing of Juanjo Mussolini. If you enjoy that as much as I do, then you are now wearing a slightly soppy smile and you've gone into a bit of a dwam. Juanjo Mussolini and his bandoneon. Beautiful sound, I think. And Il Postino, the theme music. Well, here we are on the 5th of November, which doesn't just mean fireworks going fizz-bang and frightening the dog. It means happy birthday, Rob, today. I know this because Fran, who's very often to be found on the bus, but is now not on the bus, reports that today is a special big birthday for husband Rob, turning 50 today. He's the most amazing, wonderful and supportive husband. I absolutely love sharing this adventure of life with him by my side. He makes everything seem possible and encouraged me so much with my change of career this year, even when I doubted myself. Ooh. That's what a supportive partner's all about, isn't it? Family is everything to him. He's always happy to help both our parents out with jobs, so much so that I think if he and I ever fell out, my parents would take his side, as they absolutely love him. So wish him the biggest happy birthday from me and Poppy. And tell him we love him so very much. even when he's being a little grumpy about random things, such as parking, traffic, buses, bins. In fact, yes. In fact, that makes me love him more, my own budding Victor Meldrew. We're away for a week in a log cabin in Sherwood Forest to celebrate, just me, Rob and Poppy. Lovely and cosy, and I'm planning on making him feel special and loved today. We're off to see the Major Oak. That's fantastic. That's the huge 1,000-year-old oak tree under which Robin and his merry men are supposed to have sheltered. And then this evening, the hot tub at the cabin with a celebratory bottle of Prosecco. I think we'll draw a discreet veil there. Enjoy. Happy birthday, Rob.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ruth, mum to Naomi, who survived a stroke at just 8.
It was Naomi who suffered, or as we're learning to say, she's a survivor of this stroke. But it impacted our whole family. It impacted us as parents, her grandparents, her aunts, her uncles, her cousins, her brothers, the whole community. We were all impacted. So to have the strength and that support of the Stroke Association was just invaluable.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider-awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS network award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express eye care plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
This Saturday, the £50 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Rayo is the way to listen to Magic Classical. Download Rayo to your phone now.
You can always rely on Mercedes-Benz vans. When it comes to safety, our intelligent technology keeps your business moving, which also helps keep insurance costs, repairs and downtime to a minimum. And right now, you can rely on us even more with savings from £1,000 to £3,000 across selected models. Call your local reliable dealer to find out more today. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Retail customers only. For vans registered until the 31st of December.
Long delays. M62 towards Rochdale from Manchester. There's been an accident after 18 for the M66. Turn off. Tailbacks to the M61. Queuing south on the M66 towards Bury. A problem coming up to Junction 2 and that's backed up to the bypass at Haslingdon. Travelling Thetford, the A1066 Thetford Road partially blocked at the disc turn off. And the M4 heading London bound. Three lanes closed towards the Heathrow exit at Junction 4. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Gabrielli Consort and Players and Cheetham's Symphonic Brass and Zadok the Priest from the pen of Handel. And it's 8:30. Quick check on the headlines this morning. Just a few hours until opening time for the polling stations in the US in what could be one of the closest run presidential elections in decades. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris going head to head, with the last of the rallies running well into the early hours in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And pollsters saying it is too close to call. Four people have been arrested by Polish authorities over an apparent parcel bomb fire at a warehouse in Birmingham. They say the blaze at a DHL depot was part of a Russian-linked plot to send exploding packages to the US. Russia denies it. Two more cases of a potentially deadly strain of Mpox have been detected in London. Those diagnosed were apparently in the same household as the first person to have the variant. The UK Health Security Agency says the risk to the general public remains low. And a woman who's campaigned for tighter rules around the sale of fireworks for a decade now will hand in her million-strong petition to Downing Street later. Julie Dorn from Lincolnshire wants the private use of fireworks limited to special dates like Bonfire Night and Diwali, and for them to be made quieter. Weather, not great for fireworky events, mostly cloudy, certainly this morning, but brightening a bit later. Sunniest in the north of Scotland. Tonight again, mostly cloudy with some showers possible down the west coast. And then tomorrow, mist and fog giving way to another mainly cloudy day. Now then, question of the day, Mark 2 time. Mark 1, the answer was 36. 3 and 6, 36. Question of the day, Mark 2, though, has us consulting the books of history and thinking about this day in 1909. On this day in 1909, Liverpool was the first place in Britain to have what? It would go on to be seen in places all over the country over the following 100 years or so, but you won't find one now. What could it be? This day in 1909, Liverpool was the first place in Britain to have what? It would go on to be seen in places all over the country over the following 100 years or so, but you won't find one now. All suggestions welcome, no answer too daft. By text 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll compare notes, dish out the imaginary prizes, this side of 9 o'clock. Now, off to Paris. We'll be right back. Offenbach's Gaîté Parisienne, Vivo, the Can-Can, yes, and Harry Mortimer and the Mast Bands, who thankfully were so busy playing those complex brass instruments, they couldn't do the high kicks and reveal that. Yeah, anyway. Question of the day, Mark 2 today. This day in 1909, Liverpool was the first place in Britain to have what? It would go on to be seen in places all over the country over the following 100 years or so, but you won't find one now. What could it be? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, by email charles@magic.co.uk. Now, after wild can-can activity, time for a horse race. This is the music of Huang Huai, horse race played by the pupils of the Yehudi Menuhin School. Horse race by a nose, the pupils of the Yehudi Menuhin School, conducted by Tom Yang. I mentioned earlier on we have this strange vortex effect outside the front door, which results in all the neighbourhood leaves ending up in a pile outside the door at all times. Mike says, I was walking the dogs past one of my neighbours, who's a man of some wealth. He had a man on his drive with a huge electric leaf blower who was blasting a large quantity of leaves off the drive. The following day, again on the walkies trip, there was an enormous pile of leaves outside the neighbours' drives to the left and right of the wealthy man's drive, which was, of course, absolutely devoid of leaf. Any wealthy neighbours adjacent to you? Well, it's a point, but I must say I haven't asked them. Maybe I'll just get adventurous with a leaf blower and find out, shall I? We'll see. Tchaikovsky in a moment or two.
Tesco save one third on artificial trees, cards and lights with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores. Cards ends 25th of December and lights and trees ends 11th of December. Club card or app required.
I've got the power! At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage caps. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
It was just another day, a familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend, and he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds. Rechargeable battery ones. Ones that are good at home. Ones that are good in the great outdoors. Ones that connect to phones. Ones that fit in your ear. Ones that fit over your ear. And ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones with the latest advanced tech, like the Phonak Infinio Sphere. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today. Because OK Hearing is not OK.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Dad, why do Plum Bears have a smile?
Because people tell them jokes.
Okay, you get a Plum Bear if you tell a good joke.
All right. What colour socks do bears wear?
I don't know.
None. Because they have bear feet.
I don't think that makes the bears smile.
One for trying?
No.
Put a little pom in your day.
Hooray! Pom Bears, now come in cheese flavour.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for...
CEOs.
People in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50? That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Tries to cut across and then slices it just wide of the post.
Have they done enough?
Can they pull it out the bag?
Does the ref have a clue? When you're shouting at the screen, blow your whistle!
There's no feeling like live TV.
However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels.
With all those edge-of-the-seat moments we love to share. To find out more, search TV licence.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Hello, Penny Smith here, standing by, ready to go for 10 o'clock. Also standing by, ready for a chat that is almost certain to get messy. For it is Michael Ball and Alfie Bowe who are dropping by to talk about their new album and a new tour. Join in live, I'll be throwing in a quiz too, or catch up on the Rayo app. ¶¶
Rimsky-Korsakov's Bum of the Flight'll Be, and Isidore Canny-Mason doing the honours. Let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 2. This day in 1909, Liverpool was the first place in Britain to have what? It would go on to be seen in places all over the country over the following 100 years or so, but you won't find one now. That was the question. Right then. Is it the first place to get pick and mix at Woolworths, says Nautical Nick from a misty Somerset? Any advance? What do we have to say? The first coffee does get the mind into at least some kind of working order, says John in the High Peak. Was it gas street lighting? I believe the pipes were made from the barrels of old musket guns. Really? I was born in the early 50s, so missed what must have been quite atmospheric, along with the choking smog from coal fires. We don't know we're born with clean-ish air and LED lighting. My prize? Get me to the end of my couch to 5K training run this morning, please. Ooh, well done. Your dedication shines through, John in the High Peak. I feel rather sad, says Pam, for the generation who've not grown up knowing the joys of the pick and mix at Woolworths. But I think this is the first Woolworths. Many an hour spent wandering around Woolies. Happy days. Just off now to sing with local vocals in preparation of either entertaining or annoying the good folk of Dorset at various venues through until Christmas. Feliz Navidad! And 8 of us are going to sing along with Gareth Malone on Friday evening, where one sing leads to another. Ooh! There used to be a police box at the top of the road where I lived, says Jane and Paul in Perthshire. As a 5-year-old going to school, I imagined a policeman with a whistle in his hand was sitting patiently inside, waiting for a crime to solve. Well, wasn't he? Or she? Still gloomy in Lincolnshire. Could it be the first Woolworths? Now late lamented here, but strangely enough, we saw one in eastern Germany on our recent river cruise on the Elbe, says Sue. Ah. I recall the first Woolworths was in Liverpool, so I'm putting that forward. Obviously, I was there first at the opening, says David from the Shire of Nottingham, reporting a grey start today. Woolies' demise, a sad loss to the High Street. And morning Kevin, who says, I didn't think I knew this till suddenly as I was mopping the shower room floor, it came to me. Woolworths opened their first British store on Church Street in Liverpool. Yes, they did. That's it. It's Woolworths, Church Street, Liverpool. That is it. Just occasionally you'll see one in a foreign country, and it comes as a bit of a surprise now. Same with C&A. The brand's sort of almost dead, but not quite in some parts. Woolworths it was. Well done. Questions of the day return tomorrow. Now, this is by the Hillside Project, and it is called Slivers and Shards. Thank you. Slivers and Shards from the Hillside Project. If you're with us on Premium between now and the 9 o'clock news update, the Coronation Orchestra will play you something nice by Sir Hubert Parry. After the news, it's Screen Time, starting off in gladiatorial fashion today.
Magic Classical, the home of Penny Smith. Here every weekday morning from 10 and working with the Stroke Association.
Join me every day for the Penny for Your Thoughts brain teaser, the quiz of the day, and the Magic Classical listener in resident is going to share some of their favourite tunes across the working week. Also, I chat to some of the biggest names in the world of arts and entertainment.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association. Providing support for all stroke survivors for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
At Tesco, save one third on artificial trees, cards and lights with your Tesco Club card. Feel the power to lower prices. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores. Cards ends 25th of December and lights and trees ends 11th of December. Club card or app required.
Talking to you today because I had a team of medics around me to help when my heart stopped. But in the UK, fewer than 1 in 10 will survive an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. And 45% of football fans say they wouldn't feel confident to perform CPR. Learn CPR for free in just 15 minutes. Search Reviver.
Skybet, in partnership with the British Heart Foundation. 18+, begambleaware.org.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider-awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS network award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
What is all that?
8 pages of totally confusing notes, mate.
Oof. You need to get the new Samsung Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra. AI Note Assist summarised it down to a page for me.
Smart. Saves hours.
Yes, it does. More time for my sci-fi dramas.
Nice.
Summarise, format and spell check easily with Note Assist. Galaxy AI is here on the new Galaxy Tab S10 Ultra at Samsung.com. Samsung account login may be required for certain AI features.
T'was the checkout at Lidl and shoppers were grinning at a Lidl Plus scratch card with chances of winning.
This November, you could join 200 winners every day who win the shop back. Check to see if you've won a coupon. Have a magical Christmas with Lidl.
GB only ends 30th of November. Reward is money off next shop coupon. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/LP scratch card.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham, and there is a lovely hint of spice in the air.
It's my chicken tikka masala. I start by browning the onions with garlic and ginger, then add hand-selected spices and tender yogurt-marinated chicken.
Smells amazing. I'm getting cumin, coriander, turmeric.
Yes, and a little fenugreek. Then I finish the rich masala sauce with mango chutney and nigella seeds. Cheers.
We should do curry night every week.
Only if you learn to cook.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Millions of people head to polling stations across America today to vote in the presidential election. It was past 2 a.m. when Donald Trump danced off stage at his final campaign rally in Michigan, where he told the audience bullets travelled at 3,200 miles per hour during July's assassination attempt on him. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was in Philadelphia and promised to be a president for all Americans. Polling expert Adam Carlson says it's impossible to call a winner.
I have never seen an election this close in the polls. And usually by this time, we have a better sense of who is favored to win, right? There's always a chance of a polling error. But no, 5 or 6 out of the 7 swing states are polling within 1 percentage point.
Well, that was the case in Dixville Notch in New Hampshire, where just 6 people can vote. That result was tied 3 for Trump and 3 for Harris. In other news, the Health Secretary has confirmed proposed new smoking laws in England won't include a ban on lighting up in pub beer gardens. Smoking will likely be banned on and near children's playgrounds and outside schools and hospitals, though. The bill, which